As we just heard from Patrick O'Donnell, a horrific medical experience can leave a patient with post-traumatic stress disorder. In fact, a new study shows that about 20% of patients checking out of the intensive care unit suffer from PTSD. 20%. Dr. Sidney Spiesel reviews medical literature for us, and he's a professor at the Yale Medical School. I spoke with Sid earlier about the new research on ICU patients traumatized by their experiences in the hospital.
In a way, they're like people who have been in combat. You know, in fact, the whole concept of the post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, didn't even come into formal use until 1980, when we began to see severe psychological symptoms in combat veterans who fought in Vietnam. And it later turned out, of course, that these symptoms were seen in other people. The symptoms include, for example, re-experiencing the trauma as flashbacks. A lot of these patients have trouble sleeping. They do badly in their jobs or in their social lives. And the term in medicine is hypervigilant. They're sometimes especially alert to perceived threats and actually worry that they might react excessively or sort of crazily to something which shouldn't have that much power.
Well, what is it about the ICU that can cause PTSD?
It is like a war zone. By definition, you are in critical condition to be in an ICU, which means that you are at great risk of death, or somebody's worried about, and surely you are as a patient worried about the imminent possibility of death. You may be on a ventilator and having a desperate struggle to breathe, or even not on a ventilator, but having trouble breathing. You may be unable to communicate, or sometimes even move. The environment is always bright, and it's always noisy. And in addition, the medications which you're given, which are important to sedate you, to relieve your pain, can cause confusion and delirium, nightmare, even hallucinations, and it becomes hard to sort out reality, either at the time or later on when you remember it.
What happens in the long term? Do these patients still suffer many years out?
Well, we don't know many years out, but certainly for some years out, they have these symptoms. In parallel with veterans who come back with PTSD, these symptoms can continue for a very long time, and probably that's true for people who have PTSD as a result of their ICU experience. And since that's about 1 out of 5, that's a substantial number of people.
What can hospitals do to prevent this, if anything?
Well, again, I can only tell you my speculations. Some of it, by the way, I think can't be prevented. You know, you have to give people these sedatives. You have to give people these painkillers. And we know that these sedatives and painkillers can cause hallucinations. But we can certainly be careful in our choice of medications and our dose of medications. One thing that's been shown, by the way, is that some of those medications cause withdrawal effects. And the doctors are not really aware that the patients have become really sort of addicted in a way to these medications. So they withdraw them abruptly, and those cause a lot of feeling of discomfort. I think we could improve the environment of intensive care units. Decreasing the sound, which is often very noisy and very interrupting of everything, we can, in the long term, we really have to be aware that this is a problem and to be alert to the symptoms appearing in ICU survivors and offer help to treat if the symptoms appear.
Dr. Sidney Spiesel is a practicing pediatrician and professor at Yale Medical School. You can read his medical examiner column at slate.com. Thanks again, Sid.
Thank you.